Running, written by Amy Venn, read by Raven. Summary: Toby runs for help after the attack on Haven. Toby ran, blinded as much by the tears as by the darkness, stumbling through the moonlit woods, branches lashed at him, and the howling wind chilled him to the bone, but he kept going. He had to reach Fort Giantkiller as fast as he could. If he had been thinking clearly, Toby would have gone there because it was the nearest army fort, because the garrison could get back to Haven the fastest. But Toby wasn't thinking clearly. As he ran barefoot and muddy through the dark trees, his only thought was of reaching Lady Kell. Every one of the gods must have been smiling on him when they brought her to the inn where he'd been in service. Toby had never trusted anyone before Lady Kell. Not really. But she had proved that she wouldn't let him down. When the Nothing Man's machines had come to Haven, Toby had known that he had to get her, and fast. He kept running until the trees thinned, pausing impatiently to sob his story to the guards, then to Lord Windolin, but his heart was still racing, even when his feet were still. "Toby," breathed Lady Kell, and he flung himself at her, burying his face in her nightgowned middle, feeling her arms tight around him. She would save them, Toby knew. She would save all of them. And he finally slept. The end. Thank you for listening.